about that time. Hope you tuned in as we go live. Got bad gal, Tanya, Georgie, and Skyline. Black, hold it down for the guys. So get some real shit, grab a cup, catch a vibe. Every Sunday at 7, we getting you baptized. Giving out all these blessings, all facts, no lies. Supporting the movement, dead caps on the rise. I got that brown, holy water wherever I go. Make sure you like, share, comment, and follow. Talk, drink, share the link. Don't forget to let us know what you think. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water.
Yo, welcome to Brown Holy Water. That's your boy Handsome Lyle on the mic. Hope everybody's having a good, productive day. Even though it's raining, you should have got out and did some shit. You know what I'm saying? Hope you didn't sit around, get nobody pregnant or get pregnant. I know how this shit go. Every chick get horny in the fucking rain and shit.
Why you mad though?
Because I ain't get no pussy. I jerked off this morning. But let's go. Introduce yourself, Montine.
Yeah, I already know what it is. Your boy Black Success. Shout out to the hoes that got them Burberry rain boots that wear them shits when it's not even raining. But paying attention to your ass too. Boo. Holla at you. Yep.
It's your favorite tomboy Danny, aka Georgie, whatever you want to call me.
Yo, it's Body Yell Tanya. I'm here.
And Voltron is formed. Real quick before we start off, brownholywaterpodcast.com. Go get your shirts, hoodies. Also, go get your tickets for the party. We at Lust celebrating our anniversary. Yeah. We're going to fuck it up in there. Yeah. So go to brownholywaterpodcast.com.
It's going to be a lot of bottles that night.
A lot of brown holy water. Yeah. And we're not on the love side. We fucking with the strippers this time. So
Yeah. A lot of bottles, a lot
bring
of hookah.
Bring your singles. It's going to be a good time, man. Nice ratchet punch, man.
Throw it to the strippers, not the bartenders.
Throw it at Tanya, it doesn't matter.
It's all the same.
It's all the same thing. Alright, we're going to start off, jump right into these topics. Let's go back to, we've been getting far along in the dating scene, so we don't go back to dating 101. Like, I had a friend that asked me, like, on some real shit, he was like, yo, how do you talk to females? Like, he don't know how to approach females and, like, get their attention or whatever. So we don't take it all the way back to the beginning.
Oh, you right. No. you know they call me pimp juice on the side. You know what I mean? So, I can show you how it works, baby.
Dating 101.
Yeah.
How do you shoot your shot in person?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You gotta let pimp juice go. Hold on, you want to start first?
You gotta let pimp juice go. All
right, we gonna let Black Success start first. Like, if in person, you see a girl you're attracted to.
Yeah.
How do you get your Kobe on?
Let me give my tips out first. Oh, so, you know, for those of you that don't know, you know, I had a very, very successful childhood when it comes to the women.
Lord,
to be honest, from high school to college, I was the fucking man, bro. It was nothing I couldn't touch. Like, this shit was just crazy. Like, you know what I mean? This is when it mattered.
It was nothing you couldn't touch?
It was nothing I couldn't touch. The only things I didn't want to touch was stuff from, like, Red Hook and stuff. Listen to me. I snapped with it, too. So, listen. I tell you, the thing that turned me into a pro when it come to females was rejection. I had to hear a couple of no's first.
You gotta lose in order to win.
Right, you gotta lose in order to win in this game first. So I started getting no's and I was like, damn, what's going on? Am I coming on? Am I being too honest? Am I saying, yo, I really like you, I wanna be with you? They don't like that. I realized they don't like, when you just be honest on day one, they don't like that. Mm. So what I realized, this is how I try to put peanut butter on my sandwich. You understand? What I realized is that you gotta throw a joke out there first. Mm. So you gotta throw a diversion so that she don't know that you coming in for
the
kill.
Yeah, you see the girl, you about to go shoot your shot. What's your joke? You'll walk up, yo, knock, knock.
I might just walk up and be like, damn, girl, you just gonna drop your purse? And she might just look on the floor or stupid. Like, what you talking about, stupid? No, you the double check it. You know you got your purse on you. And now that's just the icebreaker. Once you get her smiling, that's the icebreaker. You could do anything after that is Gucci boot. She is more willing to accept it. Opposed to her walking the train mad serious and you like, yo, shorty, I really like you. You know, that's not gonna happen.
So black coming with straight comedy.
Yeah, I'm coming with comedy and then I'm coming right back. With the, you know, Mike Lowry, you know what
Mike
I mean?
Larry.
Will Smith. I come right back with the Mike Lowry, you know what I mean? That's how I do that, huh?
You too short.
Marcus! I guess I'm Marcus then.
Marcus Burnett. How you like guys to shoot their shot when they coming at you in the street? We ain't talking about like social media. We talking about he approach you. Excuse me, miss, blah, blah, blah. Or how you like? What gets the
you
better success
rate? You
could
give me jokes. Joke.
Approaching you.
A joke.
So you walk up and just tell you a joke like you said?
No, like, there's a couple of, I don't know, like, there's a couple of guys who've, like, walked up to me with, like, something corny, like, excuse me, miss, you dropped something. And you really think you dropped something, and I'm like, what I dropped? Your heart. Some shit, like, some dumb shit, and I'm like, that was cool. It was corny, but it was cool. But you know what I mean? Like,
and
because you were so corny.
And that's how you got pregnant the first time. Yeah, add that into it.
But, you know, I don't know, like, I don't know. Like, sometimes it's so corny, it's funny.
So you like the corniness?
Yeah.
So if a nigga come to you and be straight corny, bumbling his words and
no,
shit,
it depends. It depends. So but I like the corny.
You're not here for the...
the licking my lips, the squinting. No, I'm not into...
Excuse me, miss, how you doing? Nothing like that. I gotta...
When you tell a joke, you like, you
break
know,
the
you,
ice.
You, yeah, you break okay. the ice, you know what I mean? Then you just approach it because I don't know you. So even if you be like, excuse me, miss, I'm saying, like, I don't know you, and... You're not giving me anything, but I would like to get to know you. So, you know, when you break that ice, it's kind of like, okay, he's funny. I know one thing about him already. You know what I mean? And I like jokes. So,
Tanya, how can he run up on you? I ain't talking about social media. How can he run up on you and get your attention and make him stand out? This is 101 because a lot
like,
of dudes don't know.
For me personally, like, I'm attracted to somebody who's calm, cool, and collected. I love somebody who just has that aura that gives that off. I like the nigga that be in the back of the club in the corner not saying nothing much. That's who I'm attracted to. The guy wilding out, the guy doing the jokes, whatever. Like, that's cute and whatever, but the nigga I'm drawn to is the guy who's calm. Somebody come over to me with that same tone, decibel, like, hey, good night, how are you? I would talk to him just because it's obvious.
Hey, good
obvious.
Night, how are you?
Like, I'm not saying, but
there's Americans out here, right? Talking backwards in the club, right?
But my thing is, I just like a guy. I don't care what you tell me. Just once you're calm with it, I'll listen to you. But if you start talking dumb shit and saying corny shit, it's a dub.
So if the calm nigga walk up to you like, yo, excuse me, miss, I just need your number. That's it. He didn't say his name. He didn't say nothing. He just like, I told him back.
I'm like, what you need my number for? I'm a flirt, though. I used to be a flirter. I'm a flirter.
That sounded like
still get them tips.
That sounded current.
She's still getting them tips.
Nico watching, just let you know.
She's still getting them tips. So you like the cool, calm, collected.
Just calm. Just don't come with too much energy to me. Don't come like trying to put on a show or half put on a show.
But when you cool, calm, and collected, that usually means that you're not going to approach me first. So more than likely, because I like cool, calm, and collected too, but the cool, calm, and collected are the ones that I approach. Those aren't the ones that I'm expecting to approach me.
I mean, it depends. It depends. But I just like a little bit of control in what you do. Like, I see that you're not trying to get attention, but you're getting attention. Mm-hmm. The guy's a get it without trying. That's so fucking sexy, son.
Just to add on to that, La, you know, for you dudes that don't know.
Talking to me, because I'm one of the dudes I don't know. I don't know
what's
going on,
man. This is Pimp Juice 101. So,
I don't...
Especially if you're not, you know, the cutest dude walking around, which as you can see, black success wasn't always, you know what I mean? I'm a 6 now, but I used to be a 4, you know what I mean? So you start off with the joke, and now the follow-up punch is very important. The follow-up punch can't be too serious, but it gotta be what you're trying to aim towards and still around the joke area.
It's
so after you throw the joke and you got her smiling and you hit her with the, yo, you know what I mean? You look a little hungry, baby. You know what I mean? And see how that play. You know how to see how that play towards you trying to feed her. You know what I mean? If not then, later on. And that'd be a good way to
start. I think most men, a lot of men fear rejection. Like, they just don't walk up and run down on everything.
Then, especially then you're not a man. You're not a man.
I always said that.
You're going to get no's.
This will always come back to
I got a lot of no's. You see my face? I got a lot of no's.
You know what?
I got a lot of no's.
You think about it. It's always the ugly niggas with the most confidence that shoot through.
No, but listen, right now you can't tell me nothing.
Yeah, you got it.
Right now, my confidence is through the roof. All the things that ever told me no is busting U-turns right now. I'm on fire right now. I am every chick's type right now. They all want this right now. This is the cheapest version of Kevin Hart you could get. You don't gotta go to Canal Street. You don't gotta go to Canal Street, baby. Get that fake Louis Vuitton bag.
I think I have to find my opening. I just sit and wait. Like, you gotta sit and camp out and wait.
But
and then when it's your move, then you gotta take care.
My nigga, you attractive. That don't count. Even that don't mean
still,
nothing.
Attract don't mean nothing. You can walk up and still talk your way all out of the pussy, right off rip.
That's true.
So you gotta wait for your moment, your entry.
Listen,
make a first impression twice.
I wanna comment on that.
So you gotta be super smooth when you do that.
Attractive dudes only get the leeway younger. Like when you're from 16 to 24, you get the leeway if you're a good looking guy. As a grown man, chicks don't care right now, son. All that B2K look shit, that shit don't matter. If you can't provide and you can't do certain things and you're not knocking it down, being cute is no longer. It used to be an asset back in the day. Mm-hmm. Now it's a liability. An ugly motherfucker with confidence is moving right now. That's like having a brownstone in Brooklyn. You popping, nigga. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm just saying, like, it's with a guy who's like more attractive, more physically, like whatever, it's easier to kind of make a little bit of eye contact from a distance, suss out who is kind of feeling you, if you didn't know who to go over to, opposed to just randomly walking up and just shooting a shot at anybody. Because if you're gonna shoot your shot, you're gonna shoot your shot at somebody who's giving you a little bit of
no, it's
but
not.
If you got a little bit of fidelity, and
it's
you
not the one that wants you, that's not the challenge. You know, if you looking at me all night, I could go talk to her because I know I'm gonna get you later anyway because you've been on it. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna go with one that's not paying attention to me, and then later after I get this one, she leave. All right, let me go find that one that was looking at me all night. Maybe
so
that's the one.
So you're doing two for one. You such a hoe. Hey. I can't stand him. But girls are like that too.
That's how I go. You got the short thing right there. You're going to go for the possibility. You make sure you move on the possibility. Perfect. And okay. The short thing, the one that's already checking you out,
it's in a party, you got two in a possibility. Two in a possible.
It's like space, baby. You got to leave
the In a party, it's even easier.
That's hard in a party.
No, it's easy. If you can dance,
in a party,
if you can dance, it's easier.
That's
it.
That's when you can
dance. I do that shit.
Yes. Hey.
Have her crying. Then you send her a couple shots. It's over. It's a mummy, dog. It's a mummy. I'm definitely getting that. And I got white teeth. So, you know, this at
like,
night
like
is going to...
Like tattoo players popping, yo.
This shit right...
tattoo players...
This shit's been the winner, my G.
Yo, females, have you seen a dude in the street? Would you approach him? Should women approach men they like in the street? Like, should you shoot your shot? If you've seen him, it's like, damn, I need that.
You waiting on me?
Nigga.
Well, I'm the bad
Aretha
person.
Aretha Franklin this week.
I'm Diana Ross, bitch. Keep calm, my nigga. Keep the bitch. But for me, like, I'm not a... I can't do randoms. I say it all the time. I can't do a random guy. Like, for me to like a guy, I have to be, like, some amount of familiar with you. And if me, you...
physically attractive. You've never seen somebody that's physically attracting just so, like,
no,
I need to say something.
No, that's the weirdest thing about me. Like, I don't care how good you look. Like, I have to... We have had to have some sort of interaction for me to have developing a try. That's me. That's why I can't have a one night stand. Like, I'm a fucking weirdo, son. Weirdest thing about me. But let's say if I was, it was somebody I come to the bar a lot and I seen him, whatever. So now I'm gonna go up to him and like, hey, what's up? It's T from the spot. Da da da. Yeah, I'm gonna shoot my shot then, but it's all because I'm a little familiar. And it's easier for me because now I got background to go on. Like, you remember that last Saturday you came, you had the Henny.
So you have to see him at least more than once before you shoot your shot.
Huh?
You have to see him at least more than once before you shoot your shot.
Yeah, somebody a little familiar for me. I can't do a random. I can't do a random at all.
Danny, have you ever shot your shot at a dude you thought was attractive?
Yes. Yeah, I did.
What made you do it?
Danny lying.
Danny lying. Danny liked the tomboy, so she liked being the aggressor.
No, but it depends.
Hey yo, some nigga. What it do?
Communicate on a nigga. Like, see, yo, my nigga.
That's what you chose. Y'all thought the sis was a joke, but that was a real life gay.
See, like, Daddy, I thought you was gay. Nah, I used to be. You're not my nigga. It was Brenda, Leticia, Linda, Felicia, Don, LaShawn, Alexander, Talisha, Teresa, Monica, Sherry, Bridget, Cookie, what? Veronica.
You said, why you
got a whole shot?
Well, I met her in the ice cream parlor. Tanya, Diane, Lorena, Carla, Kalina, Selena, Katrina, Sabrina,
about 3K.
Tanya, Tina.
I'm mad you said Tanya. Danny did not shoot her shot. Play Tanya. Yes,
but go ahead. How was it?
How
long ago was it? You ain't gonna say that.
Yeah.
But yeah, how do you do it? Yeah.
I just started a conversation. I don't know. I just
you seen him. You felt like
I just felt like I just said something. I don't even remember. Like I just said something to him. Like, I don't know, I like something or something. It was corny. It was just a way for me to spark up a conversation or say something to him. But yeah.
Did you get him?
She's a gorgeous girl. Of course she got him, though.
That don't mean nothing. She's a gorgeous girl. Anything. Say something stupid to me in the street. I'm looking at her.
Listen, stupid don't mean nothing. A faithful man walking away. That's a fact.
And my thing is, if you got a girl, because I am asking that, if you got a girl, I'm walking away. I don't play with people's men.
Because right now, I'm curving them. They sick right now.
But yeah.
I mean, Black, how'd you feel if a girl came up to you, have a girl ever ran down on you? Like, yo, what's up?
Yeah. I told you. I've been hot the last
but
7 years.
How does it feel? Like, would you?
It's never.
You caught off guard. You like, oh my god!
Nah, it is shocking. It is shocking because it's like that's guaranteed buns. You understand? But then it's kind of
like guaranteed buns.
It's kind of disappointing because it's never who you wanted to come holler at you. It'd be something that's like, oh, okay. You know, shorty like me, I'll take it.
But see, that's different that because when y'all do it, y'all doing it because y'all want to fuck. Oh, whatever. Listen, like, me talking to him, I never had sex with the dude. Like, we talked for a
while.
Why
would you go out your way? You
because he was attractive and I wanted to talk to him.
That's childish of you.
No, that's not childish of me because once you start, I'm getting to know you now, and once I'm starting to get to know you.
So he talked his way out of the
pussy. Yeah, he talked his way out of it.
That's why guys, you don't say much.
Yeah,
somebody says, a girl drop a jewel. Nina just said, she said, a woman shoots her shot by position, was it? By putting you in a position to shoot yours.
Facts. Facts, power of manipulation.
That's good.
Exactly.
She tried to steal a show just now. How the fuck
are you? Where you at? Let's see where you at. Talking shit
true.
Inside.
This is true.
That's a shot.
When you have somebody, you do put yourself in position.
Sometimes a nigga still might miss the
sign,
though.
That's still a shot, though.
I know,
but then
sometimes
you figure out a way to reposition.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really want to talk to that person.
Yo, like, Natalie out here talking about she shooting shots, though. I'm going to need some pointers, sis.
Well, no, I don't need pointers to shoot my shot anymore.
I was going to say, what's good? You hear that? I'm like Black, though. Black said, normally the chick that shoots the shot is not really the one that you really want. So it's a chick that just jumping on a limb and going all out.
It's kind of like petticoat. You got your petticoat now. Now he's like, all right, let me just
sometimes
tear it
up. Curve it. Just curve it. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you just a piece of ass. Oh, you mad?
No, you, yo, you know what kills them? If you hit it with the, yo, you're like the sis.
Chill, sis.
Oh, man.
Because it kills y'all when we be like, you the bro.
Yeah, a chick.
Niggas
a chick
really
call me
got tight at me for calling.
She getting blocked. That's
like,
for sure.
Don't call me bro. Listen,
I am nobody bro.
I don't know what to tell you. Like,
niggas, I mean, Chase called niggas bros all the time, still be fucking though, so that don't mean nothing.
That's and a vice fact, versa. Too.
That's a well, fact,
too. No real nigga feel no kind of way. You could be the bro right now, but, or the sis right now.
Yeah. Whatever, and get pregnant.
Y'all fuck around, I'm under pregnant.
Got the bro pregnant, sis.
Bro pregnant, bro.
What?
How the fuck?
All right.
It's crazy. You know that Henny be crazy.
All right, look. This is like the finale of the pull up, the dating type shit. You shoot your shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
You make your shot. How long before you make that first call or text? Is it a grace period? Can shooting, like texting or calling too soon, be like, oh, this nigga's thirsty, or waiting too late? It's like, oh, this nigga's just too cool for school. So, do you play those type of games? Where, like, if I bag your number today and I don't hit you till like next week, oh, like I fucked up.
Fuck or should I hit you the
same day?
You fucked up if you do that shit. You fucked all so the way if you do that shit.
So if like I hit you, me, if like, I bag you and I hit you the same night, you won't be like, oh, this nigga thirsty or
nothing? It means you're interested. Like, yeah, it wasn't okay. It wasn't a false.
I want to know.
For me, I feel like if we like connect, like at least by the next morning, depending on where we meet. Mm-hmm. So let's say we met in the club, like a little, I hope you get home safe is okay. You know, sometime in the afternoon, like, hey, you up, whatever. Let's keep that energy going. But don't shoot your shot tonight and then 6 days later shut up. I'm going to think you have a life in between that, my nigga. And by life, I mean you got a bitch or a circle of bitches that you got in rotation and you finally remember me 6 days later. Like, fuck all that pride shit.
That's why the communication right is good right now, because some dudes feel like, nah, I'm going to wait like a day or two before
I hit him. Because
I
don't want
to seem thirsty.
That's but childish.
Not, you know what I'm saying?
No, no. Thirsty's childish.
But then sometimes it's like, I know dudes who hit a chick the same night and then won't hear from her again.
But it depends on what you're saying.
On where you got it. If you got it in a club, then you can't hit her. I mean, that's obvious.
You can't hit her.
I'm wondering, is okay.
You got it in a club, that's kind of, unless she was by herself. Nah, you can't. No,
but you feel like some people, they'll text you and be like, yo, see, get home safe.
If I got
you,
it's
a lot of cat and mouse in the beginning.
Yeah,
right?
But if I got you, I'm leaving that alone.
I'm saying we got two dudes.
If I met you in the afternoon now.
What's like the grace periods? I hit you the next day. Do you I can wait a couple of days before listen,
first
I
shut up? First of all, I'm calling you right then and there. I got to make sure I got the right number. That's step one.
Nigga, you're supposed to have the right number. Fuck that.
Step two is after I get the right number.
Because girls don't like that.
What?
If she give you the number, you like, hold on, I'm going to call you right now. Some girls be giving you the number just to be like, yeah.
That's a turn off.
Some girls be like, yo, I don't
care about that.
No, for me, no, how I do it is like, I'll do it, I'll be, let me take my phone and text myself. I'll do that. So that day, you definitely got my number and I got your number. I text myself. I text my name to you. I'm like, this a 911 said whatever, and I text your name to my phone. So I was like, yeah, I'm telling you, whatever. And we say this, I know you got my legit contact. Yeah. It's not was your number 347, whatever. And then we hope and pray.
I'm aggressive. I'm gonna get the number. Night. I'm gonna get the
but
number.
But I don't like aggression.
If I met
though.
You in the afternoon, I'm calling that nigga. Yo, you know what I mean?
I might text you right in the club. Even though
yeah, what you doing?
What you doing? Why you go over there talking
that? Then you a dickhead. You a dickhead.
That's no ex. You can't do that. Yeah. No, yeah. You can't do that. But you can text her like, yo, if you thirsty, you know what I mean? You come to the section. You understand? And then leave it at that.
Oh, you got a section.
You got a section.
I'm like,
you know what I mean?
You ain't got play the wall, baby. You come to brown holy water.
Criminal type shit.
That's nice, though. That would come over decent. Like, if you, you know.
You want a drink.
That's courtesy, actually.
She came over out this shit, bird. I don't want her to.
That's actually cordial, Black.
Hold on! No, if she bring her friend, you see, what you got to do, the test out is when she do come, see when she grabbed the bottle, if she make one drink or two.
She'll make three.
See, if she make two drinks, whoa, bitch.
I would do a two drink max. Whoa, and I would tell you before, I'd be like, yo, my girl's with me.
You gotta say that.
Like,
you
my girl's with that. Me and I don't wanna whatever because she get a drink or whatever.
But sometimes a chick try to be cute, she get one cup and pour a lot in there.
She oh, nah, that's whack.
And then she gonna pass
I'm too grown
friend.
For those games, man.
If you're doing
man.
Cheap shit like that, I gotta get you up out of here. I'm blocking you.
Nah,
you
know I can't do that. Like, if I'm by my girl and you invite me to your section, I'm not gonna leave my girl in VIP. I'm not that type of friend. Like, it's me and my girl coming. Are both of us good? And then after that, like, if the drink is coming, it's like, yo, it's me and my girl. I'm not gonna milk it. I'm not gonna abuse the shit, but I'm gonna let you know I'm not leaving my friend hanging. You fucking crazy? Yeah.
And your girl better be socializing with some of my
That's
friends.
That's what I'm saying.
Too.
She don't do that. Yeah, she don't
bitch
do that.
She just gonna come drink. We'll throw a drink and then look at other out. Niggas. No.
Nah.
She ain't gonna be like, who that with the hair? Mm-mm. You
no,
look on
we
this
come,
side,
we
baby.
Chill,
look
we vibe, whatever. We chill with everybody in the crew. If you invite me to my section, I gotta be a good guest as well.
Yeah. Danny, how you feel? You quiet. How you feel?
Because I'm not a nightlife person. This is.
We ain't about just nightlife.
Just
regular on the street. Met you at Starbucks. Right,
you gotta make Danny
number.
Feel comfortable in the studio.
In the studio.
Shout out to Danny. She's featured on Mano Nude album. She's on two different tracks. But yeah, let's talk about that. Danny in the studio.
Thank you.
A dude trying
to get
anywhere.
Get you're not gonna get
Starbucks,
me in the studio. But
anywhere.
So what was the question again? I forgot.
Like, is it a grace period? Like, would you feel a kind of way if he texts you the same day as soon as he
no,
got your
I don't
number,
feel
or...
a way if he texts me the same day. I mean, if the vibes are there, the vibes are there. I think people think too much into when you're supposed to text. Like, there's no real set
like, you're supposed to text at this time or you're supposed to text at that time. Go with the vibe. Like, it's either they gonna fuck with you or they're not gonna fuck with you, whether you text now or you text 2 weeks later, because you could have got my number now and you could text me 2 weeks later and I still reciprocate the text or whatever and we still talk from then, because it's not that serious. Yeah, it's not like I fell in love with you when I first seen you. So, you know what I mean? And you can text me the same day or you can text me at night, as long as you're not overdoing it. But fine.
Fellas, I say,
as long as he's not sending you like dick pics and shit.
No. That's like third.
I need to know the interest is there. So that's for me, like, I want to know if some of my interest is there. I don't want to feel like he probably got my number, 606 number, even if that's probably what happened. I don't want to feel like that. So it's like, I want to know the interest is there. Like, you gotta reach out to me at least by the morning, at least
everybody
by the mid-morning.
I gotta try to glass slip on.
Like, just even if it's one text, you a fucking dickhead. Like, even if it's one text, like, I need to know, okay, I didn't waste my time. He wasn't just trying to get numbers that night for fun. Like, he might probably didn't really like my vibe and whatever. And we go from there, but don't be waiting fucking 3 days later. 3 days,
fellas,
your subscription has been fucking canceled.
No, fellas, it's real shit.
But is that the only nigga you
No, if you, it don't. Oh, I don't know.
What I mean?
I mean, if I got niggas in rotation, like, if you not gonna come into the rotation, my nigga, you can't wait 3 days.
If you get her number that day, you have to text her the same day. That's how you can get your one night stand too. The vibe could be going so good. I swear to God, that's it could be going so good. Especially you meet at the day party. Fact. You met her at 4 o'clock, you text her, now you go get something to eat at 8, 9 o'clock. Yeah, you go to the hotel by 11, 12.
Yo,
you
what
had
the
a whole
fuck,
full day.
Son.
You had a great a night.
And she's in that mood. You might not get it in that mood again.
That's you get your ultimate one night stand story right there. Boom.
She's in. She transform every chick
fellas,
that go
you
to
any
brunches.
Girl in the club or
transform
text her
into
at
Tatiana.
Night, see if she hungry. She says she hungry. Oh, you busy? Like, yo, what you doing? If she trying to see you, then you got your story for the night, man.
That's a fact.
Don't wait 2 or 3 days because that, like she said, that energy might be going. She might not be mad at her man no more.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She don't feel like hoeing out. She's gonna do some experience that night. You just drop the ball, man. He who hesitates masturbates.
That's
baby.
A fact, yo.
BrownHollywoodPodcast.com, man. Get your shirts, man. You gotta shoot your shot while it's dead. Anybody else got anything else left to say on this before we jump to the next one?
Nah, we good on that. Black success, yeah.
You mad annoying black.
Alright, let's get to the second topic of the show. This is our like relationship topics, but we gonna talk about the rebound relationship.
Oh Lord.
Yes.
Oh, the whole CI is here, son. Henny Kenny, Rob Mello,
oh,
my Henny man
Kenny
Drake.
My son, right?
Yeah, Henny Kenny over there and all that. Yeah.
All right, we'll talk about if you don't know what the rebound relationship, that's like fucking with somebody.
Cootie love, what it is.
Yeah, or yeah. You fucking with somebody straight after you've been out of a relationship. So it's like you basically trying to put a band-aid on your cut just to, you know what I'm saying, string somebody along type shit. So,
question, is it relationship after relationship or you just
it could be relationship
somebody.
After relationship. I know girls that get out of relationship, bae head, a month later, bae, another bae, another bae.
What's the question,
like, bro? Chronic relationship people. This is the rebound. Have you ever had a rebound relationship or have you been somebody's rebound?
Damn.
I'm start with you. Let's go, Black.
Damn. You're a hot commodity. Right.
Have I ever been somebody's rebound?
Or have you had a rebound relationship?
Or have
you ever broke up with your chick?
Nah, I never had a rebound relationship because I only been in like 2 real relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really spaced apart. But I have been someone rebound before. You know, and it wasn't like a relationship, but it was like you was the rebound guy. You was the right after that guy. You understand? And it's kind of confusing because at that time, they swear they want the opposite. So now you become this superhero. You like, they love everything about you because you're the opposite of what they had.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's like a temporary high. And, you know, I'm just trying to reap the benefits of being the guy that's piping at the time, you know, and being able to call and pull up whenever I want. But it's a weird thing because you have front row seat to see someone transition from this person that doesn't want this so-called thing, the so-called ex, and you know, this ex, they put the ex down badly. He ain't shit, he don't got no money, he broke, he don't do nothing for da-da-da-da-da. They put him down all day, every day. And then you see them transition right back into wanting that same person. And mm-hmm. I think that's a scary thing because you lose respect for the person. You know what I mean? Like, you're not disappointed because you already knew and you was only there for what you was there for. But to to see them go back after all the energy they put in the putting this particular person or type of person down, mm-hmm. it's like, Nat, damn, you right back over there. What the fuck? So you was just talking. Damn, I can't even talk. I can't take you serious anymore. You know what I'm saying? And that's how that is. You know what I mean?
Danny.
I don't know. Like, have I ever had a rebound relationship? What do you consider like a rebound? Like right after you break up?
You break up with your man.
Like, is there a grace period? 2 months later,
you got another boyfriend.
No.
Have you dealt with somebody who broke up like that girl 2 months, 2 weeks later? He like, oh no, you my girl now type shit.
No.
So you never been involved in nothing like that? Mm-hmm. Well, I guess your answer is
what's up, girl? Don't go out there and be no hoe.
Tanya, how many stories you had?
No hoe t-shirts.
You a dickhead. Like, I've never done rebound relationships because we all know how that shit goes. Like, I'm grown enough to know that people come out of a relationship, it's never over at the time. Like, it takes a while for a relationship to really be over. And it takes a while for the person to actually be over their person. And I don't want to be caught in the crossfire of that shit. Because sometimes motherfuckers just be mad at the time. They be mad the person don't got their shit together, but 2-3 months later, their heart's still with that fucking person and just pull out and leave your ass high and dry. So, if I'm dating somebody, I'm trying to find out, like, you know, when was your last serious relationship? Why did it end? When did it end? And once you tell me someone that was, like, really close, I'm like, I know how to move with you. Like, I'm not getting my hopes all the fucking way up when it comes to you, because it could happen that you can go back. And I've had situations where even I was dating a guy, we were in a relationship, but they went back to their person. After consistently shitting on them, this, whatever she did, she not like you. I'm like, first of all, don't ever compare me to any woman. Like, it doesn't make me feel good. It doesn't do anything for my ego and my esteem. So don't be telling me, oh, you better than her, whatever. Because you could say all that shit and still eat that bitch pussy tomorrow night. So I've never been it. And if I'm trying to make myself aware of if somebody just came out of something, because I don't want to be in that. And I've never done it to somebody else. I've avoided relationships because knowing I came out of something. Because I'm like, I know I still have feelings like my ex. I don't want to get nobody's son caught up in that shit. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how I feel. I told people that, like, y'all just came out of something. Like, I don't want to do that to you. We could be fucking around and have fun and shit, but I'm not going to be bae. You're not going to be bae.
I don't think I've ever been into, like I said, like Black said earlier, like, I ain't had too many relationships to jump into another one. But I've definitely been, like, a rebound guy for a chick who just came out of, like, a relationship, who looking to mingle real quick, fuck a nigga here and there, and then go back to their man or some shit like that after it's out. Now, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Sometimes I remember
it's
when.
It's not a good thing. To be honest with you, it's really not a good thing. If you really think about it, it's not a good thing, because this person is at their most vulnerable state.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You out here giving.
It's a temporary band-aid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you out here, you might be giving grade A cop. Now this person is confused. This is somebody that's not even stable. You're not even thinking straight. Because you're so disappointed that this person played you. Because most of the time, it's someone that they felt they were better than. They were doing a favor to connecting with this person. You understand?
She's out here doing that all the time, leaving. Break up with their man, give out some good ass pussy, and go right back.
Then have a baby by him.
Do something crazy. Going to act crazy.
Do something long term in order to keep him, and then still end up being single again. Because and I got a lot of those on
a lot
on
of people
Facebook.
Do relationship shit too soon, also.
There you
I
go
think,
with the relationship shit.
Like, I'm serious. Like, make it fucking clear what we doing. Like, don't be telling me we in a relationship, acting like we're in a relationship, talking like we're in a relationship. But you know that's not what you want. Like, be truthful and honest.
I don't think people aren't putting that out there. I think people are just
putting it out there,
putting
and
it
then
in their head
that
that's
actions.
What's going on. I think females know better, but they put it in their head that that's what's going on.
That's because they don't want to be called a hoe. Like, they don't want to be called a hoe.
Well, he's eating food
that's
here.
What I'm saying.
He's sleeping over. He gave me $100 to go towards the freaking cable. All of a sudden,
that's not a relationship.
That's
nigga just fuck with you. Like, there's some nigga who just want to make sure you straight. Like,
no,
that's not a relationship.
Some niggas that just fucking you and that's it.
But the thing is, I think a lot of girls try to say, well, that was my man, because they want to seem like they was just fucking somebody. Like, take your break, sis. Like, get your nigga, like, you fuck with on a certain level, but y'all not there. It's okay. You're not a hoe. You're not a fuck. I promise you're not a
hoe. You are a hoe,
you are. You're not a hoe.
I don't want you to pick up the wrong message.
I ain't say fuck five niggas. I'm
still a hoe. It's just, you're an indecisive hoe. You don't know which direction you want to go yet. You understand? You're a little confused at the moment, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm. You're not a hoe, sis. You're not a hoe. Fuck out of here. You're not Chris a hoe. Chung,
what's up?
Yo, I forgot what's the next question. Let me check.
Got sidetracked. Oh,
is it wise to date immediately once you break up?
No.
We just talked to that.
No. Wise to date? Yes.
Date.
It is wise to date.
It's wise to date.
Like, I don't say yes.
The way you get over people Mm-mm. is to get on top of somebody else.
No, because going back to what I originally said, motherfuckers confuse relationships with dating as two very different fucking things. For me, I believe now in dating, but dating is not a relationship. It's not completely being wholeheartedly invested in somebody. You're getting to know somebody, enjoying them,
dating
spending time
fun.
With them. It's
that's
fun. You're spending time, so that's okay. And that helps you.
Wait. But before, y'all was saying, oh, don't be doing girlfriend shit. That's part of dating. Though.
Listen,
dating,
but that's part like of exclusive dating. Shit, that's part of exclusive. Dating comes in levels. You date, mm-hmm. you have whatever. And then after that, you're like, okay, well, I like you. Your vibe is good. I want to just be exclusive with you. You move into that. And then after exclusive dating, then it goes to relationship. Motherfuckers jump to relationships.
I'm going to jump to him real quick. Because we talk about dating. I got to get this out.
I got to swerve this.
Yeah, do it, man. Listen, get it out. Because I was going to go with that.
Oh God!
When it comes to the female body, right? What? For 3 weeks, 21 days, sometimes 25 days, you can do all the fucking that you want, and then for 3 to 7 days, there's something called the menstrual cycle. It's your period. It's bleeding. It has to refresh.
What the
before
fuck?
You can fuck again.
To,
this is what I'm
to
telling
make
you.
An analogy. You know
this is an analogy because you gotta take a break.
All right.
You can't go from dating. If you gotta take. This is what vacations is for. When you bleed, your pussy taking a vacation from fucking all the pounding that you're doing, all the Applebee's after parties that you're going to and shit, and you end up fucking a dude that got you a 2 for $20. Like your pussy need a break, and you can't go
just
because
you dating
one
person. You fucking everybody.
That's
yes,
true.
You
also,
are.
No,
that's,
oh, that's a thing, and
so
that's
people
not
is
true.
Dating without fucking.
Yes,
in adult life,
yes,
you're lying.
No, it's true.
Yes,
you're
true.
Lying.
Multiple
people
multiple dates
just to have company.
Multiple
around.
Dates,
that too.
Yes. 4 or 5 dates.
You never
yes.
been on 4 dates without hitting.
Never
the chick?
In my life.
Me neither.
Okay.
we not on a date number 2 if I don't think I'm fucking. What's wrong with you?
I have,
and I'm trying to hit on the first date.
I've been on multiple dates without fucking. I've dated somebody for like 2 years. We never had sex.
Yo, that nigga needs
that's
a refund.
That's not dating. You, that's gay. A friend.
Yeah, yeah,
friends
that's
don't know.
We were dating.
You was a date. Did he eventually hit?
Yeah.
It was sympathy though. That's bad. After 2 years, you gave him sympathy pussy because you supposed to gave him that pussy in first 2 years.
And yo, the crazy thing is, between those 2 years, she is fucking someone else.
Uh-huh. Why you mad?
This is why you can't let these chicks play you, dog.
Facts.
You gotta listen to Pimp Juice, dog.
You got your way to play you, man.
These chicks to play you, man.
And this nigga's pipe.
Mm-hmm. A lot of chicks want you to do that. They want you to feed them, buy them a little drink. Cause the dude that currently fucking can't provide that.
Wow.
You know
first
what I mean?
Of all,
he's a little tired.
No,
up.
I have
so
more respect for my vagina. I have
I'm
way more respect
you
for
per
my vagina.
Se, but most
saying.
Females that have
you
that same
vagina
mindset.
Name. You got no respect for her.
At all.
What?
At all. Most
still
calling
her
with
vagina.
That mindset. They be like that, son. Nah, dog. If I'm taking you out, I'm spending money. No,
you
no.
want
to
fuck, but that don't necessarily mean that
you're
going to
treat your wallet
fuck.
Like they treat David
yeah,
Dunn.
Exactly. If you're not trying to fuck, let me know immediately. We can go Dutch moving forward. What the fuck is we doing?
I don't mind paying for this. I'm not
that's
once again.
Up.
I'm not one of those that
oh,
like
no,
he got paid
it,
for all
fuck
them.
Fuck with a motherfucker like me, you got to pay.
Nah, but 2 years.
I'm
crazy,
not fucking for 2 years.
2 years.
Now we date for 2 days.
Now we're friends.
Okay.
That wasn't talking, that was texting all day and going on dates for 2 years.
No, it was sporadic.
It was like y'all take breaks for a month when hear from each other.
Yeah,
and stuff
here and
like
there.
That.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But he never
consistent.
Pressed for pussy. He never
you got to stop letting these chicks have these fake standards to you. Because I feel like you be agreeing with them. You got to stop letting them have these fake standards. My thing is this. Don't let them try to play that little 90-day rule with you. Now, don't let them do that shit. Because the truth is this, motherfucker. Now, after you put the ring on them, their father. Don't let these fake traditional chicks come
on.
No.
Real niggas
gonna wait.
The only way you're gonna hold out for 90 days is if your father is ready to pay for the wedding. If he's not ready to pay for the wedding and you don't know the motherfucker, get the fuck. You better fuck me within the first week.
What are you talking about the wedding? It's the same. What?
Everyone want to be fake traditional. You can't follow some of the rules. You gotta follow all the rules.
I am who I am. That's it.
You gotta follow all the rules.
I don't follow rules. I follow my own rules at the end of the day.
No, your rules are not valid.
My rules are just my rules.
Your rules are not valid. You gotta follow black success rules, baby. Only my rules.
All right, listen. All right. If you found out you're in a rebound situation, right? Should you leave and protect your heart, or chance it with the possibility that you can stay together and be happy?
Is a dub.
That was hard.
Is a dub.
I know. It's a choice. It's like a dub. If you found out, boom, you're in a rebound situation. Like, this person, you clearly know that they still have feelings for their ex. But you feeling them. Like, yo, they feeling you too, but they don't know how they gonna, if they're gonna break loose yet. Gotta do go. You protect your heart and move? Gotta like, go. Like, just leave them? Or you take the chance and do it?
I did it.
You left somebody who's close to their what's her name? You felt the kind of way? I mean, you felt something towards them?
I left. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why I left.
Why? Because tell me why.
Common sense is that you don't want someone that's 50-50. You can't be 50% John and 50% Dave. You can't be in the middle of that. You just can't, because at the end of the day, even if you pick John, some days you're going to be thinking about Dave. Or maybe every day you're gonna think about Dave. Maybe lunch breaks you're gonna think about Dave. You're gonna be a coulda, woulda, shoulda motherfucker. That's an indecisive, did I make the right decision type of person that you're dating. So they're never gonna give you 100% because they're not 100% in it. It wasn't 100% decision.
But in the beginning, you never 100%. You just basically kind of going with the flow. No.
But listen what you said. You're saying someone that still have feelings for their ex.
And it's the beginning.
And if that person still has feelings for their ex and you have feelings for that person, I'm saying the best option right there is to remove yourself from that situation. Because even if, let's say things work out, fuck it, I bet, we're going to make this work, we're going to get this clear, we're going to, whatever. They could always hit you with the, yo, you know what? And this happened to good dudes that freaking walk in and you know, be end up being...
Why always got to be dudes? Why can't be girls too? Like, female, we both go.
All right, but I don't know no female story. It happened to good dudes end up being stepdaddies and all that. And then out of nowhere... 3-4 years down the line, he's invested.
Pookie coming.
He's 100% in. No, she hit him with the, it's not you, it's me. I want to try to be a family again. What?
Wow. And it's like, he's
wrong. He's wrong for questioning that, but he's also right for feeling like, what the fuck are you talking about? So it's like, why even put yourself in those shoes?
So you want to bounce?
I'm gone. You're a fool for staying.
I'm staying. I'm Vegas, man. I like playing odds.
These light-skinned motherfuckers always feel like wild you can shit. Y'all like to see motherfuckers do wild shit.
Yeah, you do. Sometimes you gotta put yourself out on the risk. You gotta bet on yourself sometimes, man.
Okay, honey.
Yeah, man.
You can't beat out someone's mind. This is what they're thinking about all day, every day. Minds no
change, though.
Minds do change, but
people
how
change.
Often?
Because a lot.
You're gonna
life
argue.
Changes. You gotta
you're
adjust
gonna
to
have
life.
Problems, and guess what you're gonna do? You're gonna be thinking, damn, what if I'd have went this way?
But yo, that's in any situation you're going to think it's always you always have a choice. That's what life is about.
I need 100% me.
No, right,
gonna
now, 100%
you
want to
100% me right now. 100. Everything in sushi life is black. Success.
Now, but in the beginning, Jackie Chan was the nigga.
I mean,
she
found out that he ain't do his own stunts.
Yeah,
she was like, oh shit. Fucking me, Chris Tucker. I don't want to eat.
Some of my ex always talk about that breakup. Like, when I broke up with him, I know I wasn't fully over him. So anybody coming into my life, I would never try. I never tried to have a relationship because I knew that if
was
anything,
you honest?
Stop. Yes, I was. I told him, like, listen, like, I still
that's
got shit
matters.
I'm dealing with. I got shit I'm dealing with. I want you to know you're getting yourself into. People were okay. They respected. They respected that I was open and honest about it. And you know what fucking happened? My ex came back in my life. He came back and he did the shit and it was the tears and whatever. And I went back to him. And it's like, you see what?
You ain't shit.
But listen, but I wasn't. Once again, I wasn't.
You ain't shit.
You wasn't playing with nobody's son. You was being honest.
I wasn't. Niggas knew. Like, they niggas like, I'm not in a position to fully commit to you the way you want me. So I'm not. I don't want to half ass.
I'm not going
to
get in a relationship.
You'll probably get some ass. You're going to have some dinners and shit. We can go out. We can
chicks
have fun.
Chicks half ass all the time. I'm telling you.
They know. They knew that's where I was. All of them could tell. All of them. They could tell you.
Because Danny do it all the time. Danny misleading so much dudes. And that shit is wrong, bro. Mad
they
dudes
know,
like her.
They
and she
know
just
that.
Inbox
they know.
To numb. Hey, cash at me this amount of money. This shit is crazy.
I don't
know
first of all.
But they know, and I went back to my ex. As soon as he came back in my life, I was, you know, I'm gonna try one more time because I feel that's where my heart is. It fell through, but at least when I was done, I was closed. That chapter in my life was closed completely after that because I knew. And then I was like, I'm ready now because I knew. I'm confident. And then Cookie happened. And
when you
here.
All right, real quick, before, when you. I stopped drinking, bro. Yo, alright, wait. Alright, before you went back to your ex, was there anybody that was like a good potential man that
they
you had?
All were, yo. They all were.
Everybody no wasn't way. Good.
Nah, they because I'm selective. So I select people based on certain things. And they were good. I had somebody that I felt like I was probably in love with. But he didn't have my heart. Like it was that. It was like I felt my heart was in there. Like everything was good. Why are you looking at your fucking stuff like that?
I'm looking at the camera. It's ladies watching.
But the only thing he didn't have was my heart. And I can't be in a relationship with somebody who doesn't have my heart. You know, but that's what I said from inception. Like I was honest to the point where it's like, I know I'm not done, so I don't want to rebound nobody else. I don't want you to feel like we got forever, and I know I don't want to give you forever, at least not at that point in time.
Because you're still looking for the other.
Because I'm still looking back. I got too much questions
still
unanswered.
Still looking back at it.
Wow, you let him G you just now.
He definitely.
That was crazy. Lon got too much power over you. I don't know. Me, you, yo, we gotta have a motherfucking intervention with that motherfucker. Figure out what's going on.
He's coming. He's on his way. So
that's what's up. So, Lon, next question. You might want to keep hosting.
I didn't even answer.
She didn't answer.
I didn't even answer.
You didn't get to her. You've been forgetting about Danny on purpose. You've been throwing shade.
Like, what is that about?
I don't know. She wearing wigs from Tanya Collection now.
So. Oh,
no, I'm not.
Take your hat off. Let them see. Let them see your wig. Wow, you got to hold it still.
30 inches.
Because when you have on. Wait, am I really taking off my hat?
Yeah. Now shit, go ahead and shake it.
She got her wig from the shit collection.
All right, go ahead.
It's raining outside. Don't rush me.
Don't do that. I gotta put that on Nomad. Go ahead, go.
So, what was the question again? Y'all niggas been talking. What was the question?
Rebound.
Oh,
would you risk it? Would you protect your heart and leave?
Or would you
stay and try?
I would probably stay and try, but still protect my heart. Like, you still gotta protect your heart at all costs. Mm-hmm. So, the reason why I say that is because everybody has gone through something and people change. I know I have changed. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm the type of person, not saying that everybody's like that, but I'm the type of person that once I move forward, I move forward. So even if you're trying to come back, that door is closed. There's no coming back. You allowed enough time depending on what it is. But yeah, I mean, everybody, if life is about taking risks. Sometimes you got to take risks. Even Facts. If you fall, slip, and bump your head, it's a learning experience. You still take that from the positive. If it was meant to be, it'll be. If not, then it won't be. But other than that, yeah, I'll take a risk. But all right, we can go to the next question now. I feel better.
All right, cool.
She act like she shut the shit down.
I didn't act like I shut it down, but you trying to fucking just overpass me.
Response. Let's get to the call of question.
Let's get to it. What is it?
My nigga, what are you drinking?
I don't know. I was drinking a lot today, yo.
Clearly.
Call of question we got.
Forgive Law, guys.
No, it is in a different part. Thank my team.
So just make sure that y'all call up 516-900-2278. He's going to give the call-up question real soon.
Question is... Nubby's right. What's the craziest thing you've done to get the opposite sex attention? Or the craziest thing someone's done to get your attention? So we ain't gonna talk about no regular
Black,
shit.
Should we talk about this together?
We gonna talk about the like the most crazy like shit that made you so like, oh my god, this nigga's crazy. Oh my god, this bitch is out of her mind. So that's the call up question. What's the craziest thing somebody's done to get your attention? Alright, we were talking about the dating 101, people trying to, you know what I'm saying, stand out, think about it. I don't even know.
We got a call already? Oh, they fiending.
Niggas ain't had no story. I don't know my headphones.
Brian Holy Water, who this?
Look.
Brian Holy Water, who this?
Niggas ain't had no story.
Who this?
Who this? Turn your podcast down, baby. We hear it.
Hang up on that motherfucker. Hello? Eyes off.
Hang up. So, yeah. So, I mean, to get
anybody
your
got a story off rip?
Oh, some they come back. They're back.
All right. Hold on. Brown Hoodie Water, y'all. Who in there?
Hi. Listen. Let me explain something. Y'all. This is your boy. Y'all know who this is.
Rockman.
How are you doing?
Hi.
It's Ryan Telfair.
Hi, Telfair.
Rockman, can you walk by junior high schools yet?
Junior high school yet.
Yo,
I can go to middle school though.
What's the craziest thing you've done to get somebody's attention or a chick done for you?
I had a chick when I was in the military. Your boy, he's been in the military. He's had that six pack spinning. It's going now. But I had a young lady fly all the way from New York to Texas, where I was, and hold up a sign as I was getting on the plane to go overseas, asking me to marry her. And that's a true story.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. That's your boy.
You lit.
Did you at least give us some dick for that?
Listen. However,
that's before your ministry days. So did you give us some dick for that?
she got the business. That's why I be telling people leave me alone in the room with her for 20 minutes. It's over.
It's a proposal.
I know that's your voice, girl. I know. Nico, leave me alone with her for 20 minutes.
You gonna have her on knees in it? Yo, good. Thanks for calling up, Rob.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right, bro. I don't know. I can't even think about no story. Somebody just said crazy to me.
What about you?
I'll stalk the girl, like. Yeah, I'll definitely stalk. You gotta keep your eye on the prize. If I want you, I'll definitely just stalk you. Like, yeah. Made myself be somewhere I was damn sure I wasn't supposed to be there, but I made sure my ass was there.
Got another caller.
Brian Holy Water, who this?
Is that Abby?
Hi, Abby!
The number one.
And what's going on?
Abby, who did something crazy to you, or what you do crazy to get somebody's attention?
Listen, I don't do nothing crazy. I'm very sane. But my son's father switched his entire unit to come to my unit because we were getting deployed.
Mm-hmm.
An army?
To get with all this abiliciousness.
Abiliciousness!
Yeah, who is it? The army or something?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. It's so
that
cute.
That nigga probably regret that shit crazy, son.
What happened?
He said he probably regret that shit.
Well, they got a son, my nigga. Like, what you mean?
Hello, we have a 14-year-old amazing son and a very good co-parenting relationship.
Yeah, he got the fresh pair
of
Jordans, too.
He still wants this ambitiousness, but she has since moved on.
You still give him some?
Bless you.
No, I don't sleep with my... Are you kidding me? That's some bullshit shit. Wait, and I wanted to address something earlier. I know it was the topic, but you know what men feel dates are? Men feel dates are pussy deposits. Y'all feel like y'all take somebody on a date is just deposit for the pussy. No. It has women who go out here and we pay for dates too. So what, we want dick at the end of the night too?
Yes.
Yeah, y'all do.
Whatever. Boy, bye.
Bye, Abby.
Bye.
Should be penis involved at some point in time.
Hey, yo. Y'all don't have nothing. Y'all ain't do nothing crazy?
So
like, what you do?
But at first, you know, Sushi was curving me. I ain't really get it.
I don't blame her.
At first, you know. She was like dubbing all my calls, all my texts. And I was just on it. I just kept asking questions. I kept prolonging the conversation that wasn't even there. And she just kept curving me. And you know, Ego me was like, yo, leave this little Asian chick alone, man. What the fuck going on? She ain't responding back to Black Success, man. Who the fuck is that? And I don't know. I just was like, yo, you know, I stayed on it.
You are blushing right now.
I understand that though.
I went out my way.
What was the breaking point? What did you do that made her like, all right, this nigga?
I kept hitting her for like 2 to 3 weeks, bro.
That's not nothing crazy, bro.
That's not nothing crazy. 2 to 3 weeks?
Niggas do that shit all the time, son. You know how niggas respond? You know how niggas write good morning to a female and don't get no response? And every day they will write good morning and wait until that.
No, my nigga, I curved my man for 2 years.
I chased that down, my dude. Black.
I curved my nigga for 2 years.
I'm sorry to hear that. He's gonna curve you back soon. But yeah, like I'm saying,
tables will turn.
That shit is crazy because one little false move and you know I falls the fuck back. You know what I mean? Nah. That's just me. I'm hot right now.
We don't leave you out of this. You haven't done anything crazy. I'm just, damn, nigga.
Because you say you don't want to leave you out of
because
this.
Because last week you felt the kind of way. I'm just going to make sure. I want to know your crazy story. What you do?
I don't have I never did anything to get somebody's attention.
Somebody did anything crazy to you?
Nobody did anything crazy, but people get weird. Like, people get really weird.
What's that?
Like, girls are like this too, but you know, you got some guys who, like I had one guy, one of my friends told him that I like guys with hazel eyes and shit like that. And this nigga went and got contacts. But it wasn't crazy, but he then went and got contacts because somebody told him that we got hazel eyes.
Yo, what you, you have that crystal ball? That nigga is crazy, son. He said, I got an ex that was like herpes.
What?
She keeps showing up at my family functions. Yo, that is crazy.
Yo, Chris, that was crazy, son.
Between Christopher and Dwayne shooting at you. Oh, shit. Trevor here. Y'all better end the show soon.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
damn,
hang on,
Trevor,
son.
Trevor
had a very cool family picture. Hold on, Danny. They all was Batman, Superman, and all that shit.
Nobody did nothing crazy? You didn't do nothing crazy?
I never did anything crazy. I mean, I had a situation where somebody was, you know, name dropping and telling stories and crazy and how they connected to this person, that person, and that person. Like, it wasn't, people just get weird. I had some, like, a lot of people.
Hold on, they were
like,
trying to turn you on by name dropping?
Mm-hmm. There's some bitches who fall for that. Don't look at her like that. There are girls who fall
like
for that shit.
Like, guys try to, guys, you know, they drop, you know, how much money they have. Like, it ain't nothing crazy, but like, I'll pay your rent. I'll do this. I'll do that.
Oh, I don't know.
What?
Somebody had to do something crazy. Like, I can't be the only person that was like a stalker.
No, you
like,
are.
No. I know Black definitely
stalker.
It's not even stalker. It's like, keep your eye on the prize. Like, if I know you take the fucking Q2.
You put yourself in position.
And I got to be up at 12. I'm going to make up myself at 12.
I'm
like, oh, bus is late, huh? I make sure I'm there just because, you know what I'm saying? I want to get that interaction or something. I will put myself somewhere on purpose every time for no reason. If I really want, if I really want you.
I remember before me and what's his face, we got serious. Like, I just remember him as this nigga that just used to always come at the bar drunk. He would never come to me sober. He would always come, like, after he had a couple of Long Island's and twisted his fuck.
Nervous.
He'd be like, hi, Tanya. Like, every time I saw him, all I could remember was thinking it was this nigga. Every time I saw this motherfucker, it was like, just this nigga. I mean, he kept with it after a little minute. It worked out. But I remember him specifically as this dark-skinned guy. He just always come to the bar drunk. And then the first time he came to my bar, when he actually came to see me, he's just sitting there with this dumbass smile, just smiling and ordering food and ordering drinks and not talking, just fucking smiling. I'm like, why is this? Who is his face? I'm like, his face looks familiar, but who is this nigga just fucking smiling? Then after he got home, he texts me, and he's like... Like, after he texts me, like, oh, that was me. I'm like, my nigga, why you say it's you? Yo, and since then...
You just addressed Nico as what's his face.
Mm-hmm. I always say what's his face.
Oh, okay. That's y'all
little insider. Y'all know who my man is. I don't have to fucking say his name. Y'all know he got different aliases, and y'all know all of them. So, let's go forward.
So, nobody got no crazy story?
No, like, I never had...
Nobody got any crazy stories?
Besides that,
I faked the asthma attack.
No, the day. So this is what I did.
I faked the asthma attack. The day I actually proposed,
I had to fake having diarrhea because Sushi have a thing where she come early. It's like she'll say I'll be there at 9 o'clock and show up at 8:17, and it's like, yo, dog, that's 40 minutes, dog. That's a valuable 40 minutes. So I had to like give her a runaround, and she had to run to the store, and I sent her to the pharmacy, and I had to send her like a whole bunch of places in order to set up the actual scenery. It's supposed to be, because I had like flowers and candles, and I had to set up the camera and stuff like that, and I like gave her the whole runaround, and she was vivid. Like, she ain't even peep what was going on when she first walked in. She didn't peep it even when she got up to me and I was on one knee. She didn't. She was so mad, she had her argument planned already. She already knew what she wanted to say. Fuck you, what the fuck are you doing? And it's like when she came up, she finally like caught wind. She's looking around and she's like, damn, I just walked past all this shit. Because I had a long hallway and shit. And like.
And you was like, I just
was dead still. I had the what's his name? Jesse Powell was his name. He sing the You song. Had that shit playing. Yeah, and I just was on one knee, and I just was waiting for her to just soak it all in, and she soaked it in, and she went to the sunken place and shit, and it was over.
What? Mm-hmm.
I went to
a sunken
place. I went to a seafood restaurant for like 2 weeks in a row straight just to talk to a chick, and I hate seafood.
I need you to chill. I just need you to just chill the fuck out. You make sure you are where you need to be. I'll give you
what
that.
What you want? No crab legs?
Yo, niggas is grilling
like,
me.
You ain't hungry today? Nah, I'm good tonight. I'm good tonight.
Yo, Adele said, that's not crazy, but thanks for the proposal story.
Yo, niggas is in the comments telling roast me by not calling my man name. Like, y'all know his fucking name.
Nah, you don't be showing him
but
enough
But you
respect,
don't say
son.
what's his
respect.
Face. I always call him what's
Yo,
his face.
Yo, call up. What's the craziest thing you did to get somebody attention or have somebody get
First of
attention?
All, Christopher keeps putting all of these monologues in the freaking comments.
Chris, call
up already,
midget. Funny, son.
Oh shit!
He is 5'2" though. He gonna tell me, "Whoa, beat you up." I said, "Christopher, I am 210 pounds, Christopher. Why would you want to play with me?"
You mad mean? Call up.
Yeah, I'm 5'8", dude. Fuck out of here.
He got mad stories in the comments.
Trevor said, "All I'm thinking is her wig is
fake." Dwayne and Nico is going back and forth. What? That shit is crazy.
What Trevor said?
Trevor said, "I'm thinking the wave is a test."
It might be Trevor. Trevor got a lot of shit with him.
But I ain't gonna lie,
like
Christopher just got a promotion though, so you know.
Yo,
he's
congrats,
in a different tax bracket right now.
Congratulations, Chris.
He's making $140 now, so if you want to inbox him, you definitely can.
Shoot your shot at Chris, yo. And he's handsome. He's handsome.
So. Stand on that money. Yo, ain't nobody else do nothing crazy. I'm trying to think of all my crazy shit.
I never had nobody doing me crazy, son. Like, I got my girlfriends that crazy shit today, man, but I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy.
Somebody had to have a crazy.
Lyle, tell us about you being crazy. Remember, you was fat with big heads and hips. Tell us about that. Well, how was you in Queens when you was walking through Southside with the hips and with the tight jeans?
I just was a funny guy.
What the fuck was going on? You wasn't always funny, bro. You recently got funny. Like, Leek is the funny one, and you probably got it from
him. I know there was a girl that was feeling me, and I did some dumb shit and tried to pass it to Black, and I fucked the whole package up because none of us hit.
Yeah, you're lying. You're lying.
And she got mad at me like, what'd you do that
for? Wow.
I like, because Black likes you.
I had a situation where
I slammed dunk, son. Nah.
I tried to get somebody off me. Like, I went fake crazy because it's like the sex was just so bad. He was a nice guy. He was amazing. He had a good job. He was like treating me like a princess. And then he hit, and I was like, I cannot fucking do this. And
one
I pretended
time?
To. It was that bad. My nigga, trust me. There's no coming back from that shit. First of all, we can't change the size of your penis. Secondly, it was just horrible. It was just like, I can't do this. So like, I pretended to have like.
Why? Because the rhythm is all. We going to have a topic about
bad sex. It was just
bad.
It was just bad all overall. I knew to myself, like, I can't put myself through this.
Sometimes
like, he
it's
was
the
gorgeous.
Rhythm of your body. Just
like,
be old,
there's too much bitches out here. This is why it's important to have sex early. Because y'all motherfuckers
Facts.
Be catching
Don't waste
feelings.
Your time.
Y'all be waiting like 6 months. And then you fall in love and you get some whack dick. Now you're in a relationship with a nigga with whack dick. Like, you know how many bitches I know having whack sex because they waited too long to fuck a nigga? Like, get that shit out of the way. Know what the fuck you buying. Know what you getting. Know what you committing to. And
Tanya,
that's when they broke up. Sex
those,
is a learned
those stories
experience,
that you're saying, it's painting you It's painting you in a certain picture.
Listen,
I don't know if you noticed that.
Listen to me. It's not painting me. I'm just honest. I got a bitch. I got stories. Just don't tell you. I'm okay with my story.
You're leaning more.
My nigga, I'm almost 30. I am almost 32. I'm just saying,
you're leaning more towards Drea than you are, you know, Michelle Obama. That's what I'm saying.
First of all, it's two opposite. But I'm telling you, like, I had that was a situation I had. He was so perfect, but the sex was just so whack. I pretended to be psychologically fucked up about a whole bunch of shit. Like, I was just pulling shit out of my ass. Like, I was talking about shit that's crazy. And just tell him, nigga, you're nice, but your sex is whack. I can't be with you.
What if off of those 28 whole stories, those walls of yours got broken down? That is nothing else false. He can't feel himself neither.
First of all,
he's disappointed too. What about that? See, women think it's always the dude.
I used to hang out at Planned Parenthood and bag chicks on that 40-minute
break. You know what? Shut the hell up. You mad annoying.
The 40-minute recovery break?
First of all, my walls are intact.
Everybody knew they had that 40-minute recovery break.
I mean, everybody is just, you know, women got to understand, sometimes you can have whack box.
You can.
You could turn a dude off to where a dude don't perform because your box is whack.
My situation.
How you know?
I have a man fully in love with me, obsessed with me. The fuck?
Y'all might connect like that, but that person was to might him. Not. What? Everybody perform just like
everybody
a guy.
Perform
that
different.
Guy who everybody had
black
dick,
is somebody.
And Nico chased you for 2 years.
Might have had
your shit
dick gotta to
be platinum
else.
To him. Your shit platinum. He chased you for 2 years. You saying?
Even if it was whack, he would
have
made
me
good.
The man said my walls is good in the comments. Read the shit. Moving on.
He don't know the difference between sheetrock and concrete.
He said, "Now the wall's good." Yeah, right, nigga.
Yo, Brad.
What do you know, nigga?
Brad, what do you want to hold a line?
Who this?
Yeah, it was Christopher.
Fire! What it up, OG? Ladies, Christopher make 140. Inbox him right now.
He got curly hair. He light skinned.
His promoter. I'm his promoter.
He like a young
single.
Yes.
He make 140. He's single and he got the little.
He like
the little
a young
Rico,
Christopher Williams.
Yeah, the little Rico Suarez. Rick Fox is his uncle. Rick Fox is his uncle.
Hey, yo, Chris, what you did something crazy or somebody just something crazy to you to get your attention?
Nah, listen, man. Somebody, I got several phone calls from this chick's boyfriend threatening me, talking about how I tried to sleep with her. First of all, she's fat.
Wow, Chris.
Big girls need love too, Chris.
No. Hit me out.
Go.
She's fat, she got a mustache, and she got a beard.
Mm.
Right?
What?
I knew her from fifth grade. I went to school with her. Mm-hmm. But he felt some type of way, so the nigga kept calling me, leaving me voicemails, threatening me, like, come see me. Thank you, and I'm like, yo, dude, I don't want her. That's not my stilo. I don't want her. But long story short, dude showed up at my house trying to fight me. And I looked at him, and I looked at her, and I was like, yo, y'all can go about y'all business.
He came to your house with a bearded lady?
He came to the house with a bearded lady. Shit, I still got the screenshots from the conversation, the text message. Matter of fact, I'm about to send y'all a picture in a comment.
He got receipts. Yo, Chris coming with
yo,
receipts.
You petty.
Receipts is good though.
He coming with receipts.
Hey, yo,
I can't believe you would do nothing crazy though to get a chick of attention, man. Why
he
everybody
had to?
No, not me. I ain't doing nothing for nobody.
Okay.
What I look like?
Chris, you're short with a big head.
I don't got your raise,
all right?
Nigga, so you short with a big head and just got a raise. You did so crazy.
You did a lot. You did a lot of your
Chris
time.
Chris just got
yo,
popped.
Yo, you're still only an inch taller than me.
Yo, dog, I was mad. I look like your pops, dog. When you was that live baby shower, I look like your pops. I mean, leaked shit. I mean, I was mad taller than you, bro.
That's because you're 31 with a baldy. Chris,
I got no hair. My shorty said she want me to do the fucking hair shit, though. I'm about to watch.
You come in here with a full head of hair? Son, if you come in here with a full head of hair, her mom's told her,
like, hey, why don't you tell Jerry to do
yo,
the hair
Chris,
thing.
Thanks for calling.
Thank
like,
you, Chris.
All right. So I might be lit. I might have a full hair.
I'm taking one more call, y'all.
I don't even think I can
have
get through
a real story. Have a good
head
story.
Head
yeah, if
hair,
I have
bro.
It. If I get a hairline, it's lit. It's over.
It's over.
They got some spray.
It is going to be Idris Elba walking inside the house.
I want a girl to call. I want a girl to hear some crazy shit. Girls be doing some wicked shit, man.
So you tell a story about a girl doing wicked shit then?
A girl tried to call my girl to say that she lost.
What happened? What? A girl tried to call your girl and say
bitch,
what?
Stop talking.
Bitch, what?
Wait, what?
Try to get my attention like that.
She called your girl and said
I called my girl and tell my girl she loved me. Shit like that.
What?
What? Yeah.
That's
how was that going to work? Corny.
It didn't work.
How chicks, was that going to work?
It never works. For all the side chicks, remember, anytime you contact a nigga, oh, she was a side chick. It never works. No, it was no side chick. I'm just saying, girl, just trying to...
Sure.
Clean that up real quick.
Sure.
Clean that up real
quick. I'm sure.
Right. Side chicks are corny, man.
Side chicks is wet, man.
Who they be that? Hurt, though.
I believe in black love.
Who does that?
That's black a love, man.
That's a fact. Black love.
You not black love. You got a white
I am black love. I'm black.
You don't even got a white girl. You got an Asian. First of all, she's black, but technically yeah. She's black, so duh. That's black love. All
right, black love. We
I got another minority, motherfucker.
Facts.
That's a fact.
What the fuck are we talking about?
I stuck
to the culture, homie.
R.I.P. side chicks. Yo, 2018.
Said, how she get your girl number, though?
I don't know. Google's a motherfucker.
Nah. She's in your phone.
Nobody goes to my phone.
There's some bitches who find shit out if they want to find some stuff.
Tanya's a fucking detective on social media. She
this put, is facts.
Listen,
these are
man.
Facts.
Tanya to put shit facts. Together on the side.
So now I know who you're talking about. I know what the fuck you talking about.
She's a fucking Inspector Gadget over there. RIP side chicks, though. 2018, yo. Get rid of your side chick. Stay love. Black love, man.
What?
Black love, man. Yo, we was going to take one more caller, but we not, so it's time to wrap up the show, man. Thank you for pulling up. It's a nasty, rainy day outside. Put your protection on, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Wear condoms, birth control.
Yeah.
Girls, swallow it tonight. Don't just take it inside, but give a shout out, y'all, everybody. Let's go.
Oh, me?
Yeah. Shout the wig out.
You know what? I want to shout my team out. I want to shout the whole Brown Holy Water team out.
Finally, because I just be here.
Yo, now on some real
and some
shit.
Some 15s in the building.
Yo, on some real shit. Everybody sitting at this table here. Energy is great. You know, from day one, it's always been good. It's always been supportive. Like, I reach out to Danny. Danny helping with some shit. Reach out to Blackie helping with some stuff. The relationship is good with everybody here. Everybody puts their work in, balancing themselves and balancing Brown Holy Water. Everybody got good things happening for them, coming for them. BrownHolyWaterPodcast.com has been launched. You get your merchandise. People got their own sayings on shirts. Like, that's a big deal. So, support it. Shout out to my team for all the good stuff that you guys do. I mean, it's only up from here. All weekend, I've been walking around the place and somebody just see me go, "You that Brown Holy Water girl?" And that couldn't come from us not working. So I mean, it's letting me know that what we're doing is getting out there. You know, I'm in the bar minding my business. Random people are walking up to me and identifying me as that. So shout out to my team for putting the work in, and I just want you guys to know it's working and it's only up from here. So BrownHolyWaterPodcast.com.
Like, share, comment. Go, Danny.
That was dope.
Go, Danny.
That was dope.
Go, Danny. Go, Danny.
Shout out to everybody who tuned in. Shout out to everybody who tuned in. I'm real short today. You know what I mean? Shout out to my team. Shout out to my friends. Shout out to my supporters. Shout out to everybody. Follow me at Your Favorite Tomboy on Instagram and all that good stuff. So. Go ahead,
lie. Mm. All right, zoom in on me, man. Before Black.
Enrico
though.
Love is about to come out.
I gotta go before Black. Again, thank you all for being here. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. So thank you, all right? We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for all the support. Shout out to my wife, Mo. That's my man's wife, but she's like my wife too, so.
What? What the fuck?
Long story, quick ending. That's my wife too. But
what?
Happy birthday to you. My man Jameer, he just bought a hoodie. Shout out to him. BrownHoodieWaterPodcast.com. Get your hoodies. Get your shirts, your quote shirts. Be the best you. Philosophy, you know what I'm saying? All that type of good shit. Get your shirts ASAP. Hats coming soon, as soon as we get the supplier right. And that's pretty much it.
November 25th.
Next week. Oh, yeah. November 25th. We celebrating our anniversary party at Lust. I'm saying we got the stripper side. We fucking with the hoes today. All the chicks from Starless then came over there. Or that's the other spot. Aces. They all in there. It's going to be a good night. We're going to just celebrate, have fun, man. Enjoy life. You know what I'm saying? I'm still over here reinventing myself and getting my mind. I'm still on my spiritual journey. It's going swell. You know what I'm saying? I'm very enlightened now. So, yeah. Handsome 15, Instagram. I'll be back soon. Live Brown, I'm around. And that's it, man. Black, take us out, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I already know what it is. Look by the name of I Am Black Success. You know what I mean? Jerry Berry, what they call me. So, I'm going to say this. A lot of people wanted to know, why did I have on a raincoat? You understand?
It's raining, nigga.
It's raining. The fuck?
I'm over here thinking a lot of people don't have windows and shit. But the reason I have on a raincoat is only because it's an analogy, and I want y'all to catch it, right? Mm-mm. Right? Every person represents a seed, right? And your journey of life represent the soil. See, right. So what I'm saying is that you have to go through the rain in order to grow.
Right.
That's what's wrong with a lot of people, is that they expect life to be all sunshine. Now you got this shit fucked up. You know what I mean? You can't live in the desert. You understand? So you need the rain in order to grow, in order to flourish, in order to progress. You know what I mean? So that's what the raincoat is for. You make sure you get yourself one too. You know what I mean? I go by the name of I Am Black Success. Make sure you fuck with us every Sunday, 7 p.m. You already know what it is. DJ, you can play the motherfucking
music. You can't pray
music.
For the rain and it's you not expect I mean? The mud.
About that time. Hope you tuned in as we go live. Got bad gal, Tanya, Georgie, and Skyline Black. Hold it down for the guys. Talking some real shit, grab a cup, catch a vibe. Every Sunday at 7, we getting you baptized. Giving out all these blessings on facts, no lies. Supporting the movement, dead caps on the rise. I got that brown, holy water wherever I go. Make sure you like, share, comment, and follow. Talk, drink, share the link. Don't forget to let us know what you think. I got that brown, holy water, come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water.